Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, little harmony.
Excellent, excellent singing. Mr. Iceland is here. I mentioned this to you off air the other day. I heard you for the first time smarter than Carter. I mean, the segment should be called, "Are You Completely Oblivious to What's Going On in the World?" I mean, I think one of the questions was, Donald John, fill in the blank. I mean, we're not really testing us that hard. It's smarter than Carter. The one guy was convinced it was like a conspiracy. I thought it was Trump talking about the election.
Somebody, you get the easy ones. I get the hard ones.
You get the easy ones. We both are seeing this in the last half hour. Terry Garr passed away. Young Frankenstein, Tootsie. But for me, it's Letterman. She was a fixture on late night. David Letterman, constantly on there. Do late-night talk shows now have the kind of quirky, maybe infamous, maybe famous, just regular guests tied to, okay, maybe Fallon, Kimmel, Colbert? I don't watch him enough.
I don't either.
To know, but my sense
is... Hardly at all.
They don't. I mean, that is part of what I loved, and so much of Letterman I loved. But he could have some guests, and there was such a connection with them, or it was somebody who was so eccentric, who had a place around the studio. They must have decided that that doesn't go viral enough.
I guess not. But, yeah, I think that they're just catering more to the online audience than they are of the people who are dedicated to watch every night.
Yeah, the show is now set up for those of us who aren't watching,
yep,
who might just viral it.
I can't even tell you the last time I actually tuned in live to a late night talk show.
I probably do. I mean, well, that's because you've taken your teeth out at 4:30 after watching Love
for 4 hours.
Love Boat. So, I mean, I'm up at that time. Maybe it'll run 11. Occasionally I'll click and see if there's a guest I want. And they have plenty of things to go viral. They're, for me, not even close to Johnny or Dave. And I'm sure some are going to say it's a generational thing. I just think it's a talent. But I miss the quirky stuff. Okay, let's get to, what's his name again? Tony Hinchcliffe? Is that the guy's name, the comedian?
Hinchcliffe, is it?
Hinchcliffe. Okay. All three of us on this show have talked a number of times how there are certain comedians or certain events where we suspend normal taste and discourse rules.
Right.
Okay. And, well, we were just giving out tickets for Tom Segura.
Segura, yeah.
Segura. Not PC at all. Okay. So this guy is at the Trump event, which Trump, according to, you know, is kind of sort of press conference today. I mean, he had his audience there. He spoke forever. I think he took a few questions. This guy calls Puerto Rico, what, a floating island of garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Blacks and watermelon.
Yeah.
Okay. To me, that one's worse.
Yes.
By far, by the way. That's playing off an awful stereotype. But then I was reminded, including watching Stewart last night, that this guy is an insult comic.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he is. And they showed clips of him during the Tom Brady roast, where he's going after Kevin Hart. He's going after Gronk. I don't know if he went after Brady. And it is, if it's a normal conversation that the three of us are having, you'd be like, whoa.
Yeah.
No. That's not allowed. But there are comedians who do it. I think it was a dumb decision by the Trump team to do that.
100%.
It's rare when I say this, but I believe Donald Trump 1,000% when he said it at this quasi-press conference. I've never heard of the guy. And I know. You think Donald was watching this? Do you think Donald? I mean, I'm sure Donald was playing a lot of things. But the comedian? No. He was not. Now, Trump used to go to roasts like that, and he would let
them. The subject of the roast.
Saute him.
Yeah.
I mean, those days are over.
Yeah.
So, as you just said off here, if you want to get mad, and that's going to be your tipping point to not vote for Trump, look at some of the other speakers. Look at Stephen Miller.
Yeah.
Look at some of these other folks. Look at what Trump said. Although I think, and I didn't watch all of it, but compared to a lot of events, he was not as cray-cray as normal. But my point is, if the comedian, if you're the undecided voter, and the insult comic is the one who's tipped you over, considering all the things Donald Trump has said before this, I don't know what you're talking about.
No, and I thought this too. Like they should be thanking Tony Hinchcliffe because all the focus is on him.
Yes.
And like you said, the other people who are not insult comics,
no,
who are actually, you know,
Bizarro World.
It's jaw dropping, and everybody was focused on the comedian.
I'm shocked by how much this is carried on, because I don't think it'd be too hard to find Obama, Hillary, Biden wall supporters where they've had him out, not with them probably, but stumping where if you looked at what jokes they tell, they'd be pretty uncomfortable too.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the Trump folks tried to do this the other day when Eminem was speaking with Harris and Obama. Are we going to play the game, listen to all of Eminem's lyrics?
Right.
We really going to do that? Again, there's three people in here who are not voting for Donald Trump. Three people in here who have sauteed Donald Trump on a regular basis. If you want to talk about some of the substantial people at that event, including to the man who, if the election was a week from today, he'd win. Do you agree with me? I think he's the slight favorite as of
now. Sure sounds that way.
Right, Dave? Yep. You think if the election was today, I think he'd win.
Tony Hinchcliffe pushed it the other way. No, I've maintained that it's 50-50 or 51-49, but I think he would not.
You think Harris would win?
I do.
Okay. If you're someone and you've literally been consuming all this stuff for a long time, and this guy's the tipping point. I just don't get it. I think this one, we are overreacting. I mean, if you don't like insult humor at all, I get it.
Sure.
But if you're someone who chuckles and chortles and laughs at insult comedy, and this guy did, look at what Trump said. Look how Trump treated Puerto Rico.
Yes.
Look at the mocking comments when that was going on, and then dismissively going down there and throwing the paper towels. That is way worse by so far than a comedian acting like a comedian.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't. I mean, do Puerto Ricans who live in these states, I mean, will it influence them?
It could.
It could.
It
right.
Could.
But, yeah, the point is that, no, like, you can argue whether or not that those are good jokes, but he's a comedian and an insult comedian, and
yeah,
that's what he was doing.
And, again, I don't get why somebody, not Trump.
No.
There's zero chance Trump was.
I want this guy.
Yeah.
He's great.
He's great. I don't get why right. they thought he was the guy.
I think it's because he's the young guy. He's got a podcast. I've seen his podcast before where he's
gets
comedians.
He's got tons of followers.
Correct.
Stewart was John Stewart, noted conservative.
Right. Said he's a very funny guy. Not funny, funny guy. Very funny guy.
Yeah. He liked 18 past 1. What do you have for Ask Adam Anything? 651-461-9226.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Music I liked to listen to in high school when I was smoking pot.
That is not your 1 o'clock hour
thing. Oh, okay.
It's National Cat Day, so for this hour, we're playing music from famous cats.
Yusuf Islam, he mellowed, right? Didn't for a while, wasn't he? Death any non-Muslim? I mean, he was deep
pretty
in the
hardcore.
Cat Stevens, over, under, properly.
Properly rated.
Properly, yes. Some great tunes. 651-461-9226. Hey, Mr. Beef. What is your favorite product from Grunhoffers? It's a good question.
Double smoked bacon, man. That
double
bacon. Actually, that and those hams, too, he's got are wonderful. Double smoked ham.
Yeah, I made some
mouthwater.
I made some bacon today. I mean, if you don't like bacon, what is
religious beliefs aside?
Yeah, yes, yes. Okay. We can make an exception there. I have another one down. Okay, that's fine.
That doesn't mean you can't like
it. Switch religions. Yeah, okay. Right.
Stay away.
If anything was going to get me to switch religions, bacon might be it. Honey. I've been using more honey lately.
Yeah.
I'm trying to use.
Is a sweetener? Is a natural sweetener?
Well, a friend of mine is, you know, both of you have to put up with this too much being friends with me. This throat thing is just, I would probably take years off my life right now to get rid of this throat thing. It's driving me so nuts. So a friend of mine recommended this tea. And so I'm taking it in the morning. And I put honey there. And then I've started to put honey. I sort of got to put honey in my steak the other night. I didn't, but honey. Honey is amazing.
Actually, honey probably would have worked. Like grill it on the steak, you know, maybe like.
Might be.
Yeah.
Right.
Honey on pizza.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I do like some pizzas that have a little sweet quality to it.
Because, yeah, you got, like, if you've got some jalapenos on that pizza, a little honey drizzle. Get the hot honey.
Hot honey.
We've got the hot and the regular honey at home.
Hot honey. That was your nickname in college, wasn't it?
That's correct. I gave it to myself. Adam, do your deer hunting buddies know you wear a lot of jewelry?
That is so good. He's the one guy walking through the woods.
Ding, 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 that's not good. When you're trying to be silent. Yeah, have your chains dangling.
I don't think you could stay quite as quiet. How about Timothy Chalamet? Did you see this one?
Bravo, by the way.
So it's in New York City. There's a Timothy Chalamet lookalike contest. And who shows up?
Timothy Chalamet.
Timothy Chalamet shows up. Are you excited to see Timothy Chalamet as
Bob Dylan?
Robert Zimmerman.
Yeah, absolutely.
I am too.
Yeah.
I'm Team Chalamet. I think he's really
good.
Yes,
I do too.
How about you?
Yes. On board.
Yeah, really good. Some of the early previews have been very good on it too. Trump said America was a garbage can, a little fanfare. Why the big fuss over PR being a garbage island? Yeah. If you look at what Donald Trump says, you know. Adam, how angry will Chad get if I run in Heinz ketchup for president? At least I'm not voting for RD candidates.
You do you.
Mm-hmm. Adam, Donald says he's a big man. Stormy says he's not. Who's right? I mean,
I don't know. I don't know who to believe.
Adam, I want to make a Big Lou Halloween costume.
Oh.
What do you think Big Lou looks like?
Well, little guy?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, they call him Big Lou, ironically. He's very small. But he's on meds, too, and he's got two XYs.
Yes.
Two XYs.
He does. He for sure does. Hey, Adam, what is your position on floating garbage? Are you pro or con?
I'm con.
Con?
No.
Dave, you want any floating garbage?
Not at the top of the list.
No, no. Now that you've returned from Iceland, where is the next place internationally you would like to travel to?
Oh. See, I'd love to go to like Southeast Asia, but Jen has no desire to go to Southeast Asia.
Okay, fish going there?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
They haven't done any kind of international tours in a while.
Cheap shot. That's the only reason.
It's beneath me to address that.
A good excuse to go.
Right.
Hon, I know you don't want to go ahead to the Philippines.
It's going to cost me $10,000. I'm going to see six shows.
Where in particular?
Thailand. I'd like to go to Vietnam.
Yeah.
You know? Just all those areas.
How about Australia or New Zealand?
Eventually.
Yeah.
It's not high up on the list, but I definitely would like to
go. I told you this before. I want to go to Iceland, but I want to go in the summer.
Yeah.
And every time the trip's offered, it's always in the fall. I don't get why they don't offer that. I guess it's the whole Northern Lights,
so, but, you know, swing and a miss for the Northern Lights for us, even though nobody was disappointed in the fact that we didn't see the Northern Lights.
No, there's too much going on.
Yeah. It's like you finish the day and then let's just go to bed. We don't need to go out and look for Northern Lights.
All right, where do you stand in the World Series so far?
Love it.
I do, too.
Great baseball. I'd like to see the Yankees make a series out of it
mm-hmm.
To extend it, but Yeah, it's been great.
Dave, tell Adam.
Except, you know what? Ice Cube versus Fat Joe. I mean, come on. Fat Joe. Also, Fat Joe's not that fat anymore. So let's...
No.
People worried about his Timberlands on the mound. Like, come on. Did you see he walked on the mound? You couldn't even see footprints. I think it's fine.
No. By the way, they got a ground screw.
Yeah. Yankee State. He's no Larry DeVito, whoever it is.
Yeah, he's come on. And then Jeter. Jeter went out there. He went to the rubber.
Yep.
He didn't go down below.
The captain.
Dave, tell Adam the gif I sent to Major Garrett. By the way, while he's anchoring the CBS News to the West Coast of the United States of America.
Oh, you gave him a nice little Freddie Freeman last night right after the bomb.
Right.
Freddie Freeman, great teeth. They look fake.
I think they are.
Really?
I think there's a thing now for big teeth.
People are seeking out big teeth?
Yes. I think they are.
Doc, give me the John Elways.
What do you look for in a
man? Who else? Because Elway,
Rex Ryan too. Those must be veneers. Rex Ryan's teeth are snow-like white.
They're great.
Yeah.
Right. Who else? Okay, let's go. Let's get to this fight. Who else has just giant choppers?
Jerry Seinfeld.
Jerry Seinfeld. I haven't thought of that one.
Mr. Ed.
Mr. Ed.
We're eliminating the equine qualifications here. That's a given.
I mean, speaking of baseball, that's still one of the greatest scenes in TV history. Mr. Ed is going up against the L.A. Dodgers. Smokes one to right center field, gallops to the bases. And I think that's Roy Campanella before the accident. Or is it Johnny Rosebro? I forget. Climbs up the batting cage to avoid Mr. Ed sliding in. Oh, my gosh.
Better luck than Giancarlo last night.
Oh, my gosh. Matt Stafford, somebody says, big teeth.
Yeah.
How you feeling about the purple right now?
Oof. They got a couple of very winnable games.
They
coming
do.
Up.
But okay, so they beat some quality teams early.
Yeah.
Losing to the Rams, I don't know. But I still think they're in the mix, right?
Oh, yeah.
But after the Lions game, I thought, well, they're still the second-best team. The
left tackle loss is a big problem.
That's enormous. That is an enormous loss. What did you most miss? I'll say your family. And your mom was great. Have you listened yet?
I haven't yet, no.
I mean,
a lot of respect for mom there.
I mean, I don't want to give you the download numbers.
Okay. Okay. I'm sure that one
would.
You work in the building. You could find it in the system.
Right. I think you could find
a way. I want to boost your download numbers.
Can't even make it
I'll listen to yours, but I'm going to listen to one of mine twice.
Right. Exactly. Man, I've listened to myself. Also, Vanita, one of the things he said, I was going to text you again. He goes, you know when you're funny and you get up there, people just expect you to be funny again. I'm like, this is your second comparison to like Seinfeld.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, there's a fine line.
Okay. I didn't realize we work with peak Rodney Dangerfield.
Oh, good. He gets no respect over there.
Hey.
Jeez. Adam, what other match did Big Lou was on? Yeah, that's
And how about the timeshare guy now having to make it crystal clear that he's not an attorney? There must have been some lawsuits involved.
Yeah.
I want to make it clear I'm not an attorney.
Yeah.
Once again, I'm not an attorney.
By the way, I would want an attorney be involved if I'm getting out of my timeshare. That's just me. So what, outside of the kids... And the two of us here on the show, what did you miss most when you're out of the country? What convenience? And I know you love this trip. But what just simple thing?
But there were like convenience. I can't think of anything I really missed.
How long you hated the country?
Love America.
Yeah,
I missed the great political discourse.
Yes,
here at the U.S. of A.
The respectful discourse. Excellent. Thank you.
You got it.
Adam Robert Carter, apparently not fired and not dead. He's back with Jordana tomorrow at 9. Yes, this hour's theme, cat music.
Famous cats.
Stray Cats right here.
Very famous.
Properly rated. Saw this story, Minnesota Reformer So a guy is charged with felony firearm possession. He turns in a gun to his patrol officer. And he's now going to spend 5 years on probation. A St. Louis County judge ruled on this Monday. This goes back not quite 2.5 years. Guy by the name of Stephen Cooper found gun and ammunition in a vehicle that was left to him by his brother. He knew he couldn't have a gun because of a previous felony. I'm going to lay that out. Well, here, I'll just tell you right now. Cooper was convicted of attempted murder and served 13 years in prison for shooting two gas station clerks in 06 when he was 15 years old. Obviously a heinous offense, served his time, still dealing with the particulars. So he calls the patrol officer. He wrapped the gun in a sweatshirt and said, I just want to do the right thing. Patrol officer called the Duluth police. The county attorney's office then charged him with a felony, and it carries a minimum 5-year prison sentence. Again, good reporting here by the Minnesota Reformer. The attorney for him, Cooper, the guy again, let's not forget, convicted of attempted murder, served his time, he's out under probation. Said, now, wait a second. He could have just thrown it away. He does the right thing. He pleads guilty to illegal possession of a firearm more than a year ago. Then he finds out that the court doesn't have any discretion, Dave. And he's going to face 5 years in prison. A jury trial was about to begin, but they reached this agreement. Because Cooper didn't admit using the firearm as a part of this conviction, the prosecutor would have had to provide detail beyond a reasonable doubt before the jury. This omission allowed the judge to accept a reduced sentence. Since he was charged last year, he was sent back to prison for 90 days after relapsing. Okay? He completed a drug and alcohol treatment program in prison, which the prosecutor said is reason for agreeing to a lesser sentence. He was facing those particulars also. So I'm going with the Reformer because they are an excellent journalism outlet in this area. Rob Doerr on this show multiple times. I saw Rob chime in this from the Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus, and I think he's won. Retweet of the story was unjust, and I agree with him 100%. I'm not holding the parade for a guy who went to prison for attempted murder. But it appears all parties have agreed to the particulars of this case. Again, his brother leaves in this vehicle. There's a gun. He calls his parole officer. Parole officer calls the police. And then he's looking at 5 years in prison when the attorney's right. In theory, he could have thrown in the garbage. He could have drove out to some isolated area. He could have given it to a friend and said, you take care of this. We can't figure out something a little better than this in this case. If you disagree with me or you want to add some context, stylesfinancial.com talk and text line, 651-461-9226. I think this was unfair. Now, he relapses, and that's a part of his probation also. Then he has to face the punishment for that. But that's separate from... Oh, wow. My brother died. I get the car. There's a gun here. Guess what? I'll call my parole officer. That's what I'm supposed to do.
Apparently not.
Yeah. I mean, what do you want to say about this?
It's a case of it certainly seems like he did everything he should have done, exactly how he should have done it. As you laid out, he did the most responsible thing. He didn't throw the gun in the river. He didn't throw it away, didn't give it to anybody. He knew what his probation was. He knew what he was allowed to do. He knew he wasn't allowed to own a gun. So he makes the call and says, hey, here's the situation. I got to get this out of my hands so I can stay out of jail. And for that, he gets 5 years.
I mean, again, initially he was looking at 5 years in prison. Now it's 5 years on probation. Why should he get anything?
He shouldn't.
Zero.
He absolutely shouldn't. If I mean, assuming all these details are as written in the story.
Correct.
100%. He did the right thing, the most just thing, the most responsible thing that anybody seemingly could do in this situation. And, I mean, wouldn't be the first time our laws in this country didn't leave for any room for nuance or the subtleties of a specific situation.
Yeah, that's the point, too, right? There are judges and prosecutors who at times will tell a defense attorney, excuse me, or even the witness, this is just the law. We can't just say, we're going to tear up the law for this particular case.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand you can't write a law for every single possible circumstance. But I'm incredulous on this one. And I know some people might say, well, I have no sympathy for him because, again, what happened to him? Convicted of attempted murder, 13 years in prison for shooting two gas station clerks in 06. He's 15.
Horrible.
No, nobody here, either one of us, is defending that. That's why he's still on probation. But that doesn't mean because of that, that the system should be out to get him no matter what.
And it certainly seems, given the details, clearly some changes have been made in his life.
Yeah.
To go from attempted murderer, shooting two people at a gas station, to there's this gun in the car that I inherited. I need to get rid of it and do it in the proper way.
I agree 100%. I want to get to another reformer story, but if you want to react to this, you certainly can. You can read the entire story, Minnesota Reformer. I saw this one. Tied to the reformer also. Our friend, former St. Cloud Police Chief Blair Anderson, is going to join us in about 20 minutes. We did try to get Brian O'Hara on this show. Brian O'Hara, who's a regular on with Adam and Jordana, he's been on this show probably 5-6 times also. I'm still very confused how the police reacted to what was going on with well beyond harassment from someone who apparently was not mentally stable and was bothering someone over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. Then shoot someone.
Bothering is putting it lightly.
Yeah.
Even before the shooting.
Right. Facing charged second-degree murder, and then he stays in the house day after day after day after day. Not saying it's easy. Lots of complications. But this, to me, seems like a no-brainer. This should have been addressed long before the shooting took place. Blair, frequent guest of our show, former St. Cloud police chief, is never shy giving his opinion, whether it's praising the police, which he does significantly more often than criticizing the police. And maybe he's going to take MPD's side on this one, too. But I want to hear from an expert on it. We'd still love to ask Brian O'Hara about it. They're conducting an investigation on it. We've talked to the police chief a number of times before when investigations have taken place, though. And he's someone who normally makes himself fairly media available. So Brian O'Hara, in about 20, you want to react to this gun story.
Blair in 20.
Blair in 20, not Brian O'Hara. If they want to join together, that'd be great. Appreciate that. If you want to react to the gun story, you can. 651-461-9226. Somebody asked about Jamie. Jamie's working. One of the jobs is keeping her busy, whether it's a KCAL or CBS. That happens. I mean, we pay her absolutely nothing. They pay her a lot of money. It seems like we should be a higher priority.
I think so.
Sanctions? Punishment? Are you mulling all this over?
I am. I am. I'm seeing if we can tie anything to the LA Times letting down America. She's let down America as well. Yeah. It just seems to happen in that town.
Among the, not for the ball club. Don't think the ball club's letting anybody down.
They're doing okay.
Yeah. Chad, the guy inherited a car. He didn't own the gun, just found it and turned it in. Well, the same thing happened. He found it in the yard. The system needs to grow up. I would sue the system. There's no ownership. If the police had tried to arrest him for that, for just harassment, the county attorney's office would send him home every single time. The police could not win in this situation. They're damned if they did and damned when they didn't. I agree with you guys that he's never been charged, let alone sentenced, for doing the right thing. What would have been more tragic, though, would be if he had gotten a routine traffic stop before he found the gun, and for some reason the police found it in his car. Fair point if he had no idea.
Sure.
Somebody wonders, because I mentioned the relapse part of the story, did he relapse because of the stress of thinking he was going to jail for 5 years? I did not see that in the reporting. Seems, if someone told me that happened, you wouldn't say it's implausible, would you?
Certainly not.
Right? So here is a state senator. I'm not familiar with every single state senator.
Shame on you.
I should be. Senator Nathan Wetzenberg. So, Education Minnesota and the senator, not exactly in sync here. They sent a letter. He's a Republican out of Little Falls. Demanding that he take down a recent Facebook post, which he did later Monday. Okay, but it was up there for a while. About a teacher in his district who the state senator alleged wants to teach boys, wait for it, how to give each other, and I can't really say it here, let's just go oral sex. I probably, the reformist says it. I think I said it one time and was told maybe we could have cleaned that up.
Yeah, I think that's good. We got it.
I'll just go oral sex. On the 14th of October, on his official Senate Facebook post, I don't care if it was his official one or his private one. That's the same damn thing. If you say something inflammatory. A photo of a Mille Lacs science teacher. He's a constituent, too. About an interaction he had with him last year. Wetzenberger threw Shipman and two other Mille Lacs teachers out of his office, accused them of teaching kids to be gay and to hate white people. Yeah, that's what happens in most public schools, right? We're, you know, trying to make you gay and hate white people.
Well, you show up as a, you know, one gender, you come home the next.
Same day. Same day. Teacher in written accounts of time said they requested a meeting with the first-term senator to discuss inadequate special education funding. But when they mentioned they were with Education Minnesota, he ranted about sex education teachers indoctrinating students. Sounds like this guy's got a heck of a past. And among the things he said before, the COVID vaccine's a death shot. He said on the Senate floor, he once called 911 to report drag shows. Trolled a hair discrimination bill by unsuccessfully attempting to add beards to the list of protected hair. Wetzenberg wrote in the post, I think there are books that teach 10-year-old boys how to give each other, you know what, and this shouldn't be in school. The teacher, his name's John Shipman, went to say, if a public school teacher doesn't teach your boys how to give each other oral sex, who will? This is from Wetzenberg.
Goodness gracious.
This is not from Shipman. My answer, nobody should be teaching. An attorney on behalf of Education Minnesota wrote that this is clearly libelous. In your post, you knowingly and with malice published several untrue statements, specifically creating a new, abhorrent, and blatantly false allegation. The post was up as of early Monday afternoon, but guess when it was deleted, Dave? Once the story went up. We'll have to take this a little bit longer. Commenter to the post defended Shipman and criticized the state senator. He responded to the commenter, we shouldn't be protecting pedophiles in our schools. Calling him a pedophile. You are gaslighting and trying to stand up for a predator. Teaching kids to give each other, you know what, it's not sex education. Our schools are failing, our government's corrupt, and everyone knows it. Think about this individual. We can get out now. Blair Anderson, early next hour. Your Landis Construction Time Check. It's time to get free installation labor on Minnesota-made Infinity from Marvin Windows.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.